Ang mold sa isang uri ng fungi na tumutubo sa mga lugar na mamamasa-masa at mahina ang bentilasyon o hindi nakikita ng araw at nahahanginan. Napaparami ito sa pamamagitan ng spores. Ang spores ay nadadala ng hangin at nagdudulot ng masama sa kalusugan ng tao, lalo na kapag nalanghap ito ng mga sensitibo o may allergy. Ayon sa World Health Organization, tinatayang nasa 50% ng mga bahay dito sa Australia ay may molds na nagiging sanhi ng seryosong problema sa kalusugan ng mga tao kapag na-expose dito kahit sa maikling sandali lamang. Hindi lang yan, sinisira din ito ang mga tela, damit at iba pang gamit sa bahay at hindi na ito mapapakinabangan pa. Pero ang lubhang ikinababahala ng mga otoridad ay ang kalusugan ng nakararami. Ayon kay Dr. Chris Moy, ang Vice President ng Australian Medical Association, pinaka-apektado dito ay ang mga taong may allergy, may respiratory problem o mababa ang resistensya.
The commonest allergies is really that people who have asthma or who have bad hay fever or eczema and are allergic to mold, that these conditions could get much worse. And that's probably the most common. For others, it may just be a direct irritation because of the mold. So that's things like bitter irritation of the eyes and irritation of the nose and throat. And then in a rare number of cases, we'll have much more severe reactions like severe lung disease or direct infection of the lungs themselves or sinuses. And they're very uncommon. They're generally in people who have a susceptibility, like, for example, if they have chemotherapy, or, for example, who have a very rare severe immune response to the molds.
Naglabas ng bagong libro ang isang mananaliksik at senior lecturer ng architecture mula Sydney University na si Dr. Ariana Brambilla na may pamagat na Moisture and Building. Ayon sa kanyang libro, sa pangkaraniwan, isa sa tatlong bahay ay may molds at maliban sa nakakaapekto sa kalusugan ng tao, siguradong magastos din ang pagpapaayos at pagpapalinis dito. Dagdag nito, ang pagkahilig sa paggawa ng saradong mga espasyo, ang sanhi kung bakit tumutubo ang molds sa kahit anong uri ng gusali, bago man o luma.
If we look at new buildings, it could be also the way we live indoors. So it means ventilation of the spaces, and if we are doing particularly activities, workouts, for example, or if we just leave clothes drying indoors. So we can say that both old buildings and new buildings can suffer from mold growth equally.
Ang epekto ng mold sa kalusugan ng tao ay sadyang nakakabahala. Kagaya na lang sa nangyari sa taga Melbourne na si Amita Piazzi na simulang nakaramdam ng sintomas matapos tumuloy sa mga rental properties ng ilang taon na pinamamahaya na pala ng molds dahil posibleng dati itong napasok ng tubig. At nitong nakaraan na pagtanto ni Piazzi na ang nararamdamang sintomas ay dahil sa na-expose ito sa molds.
There was a vast array of symptoms. Some of them were cognitive, some of them were behavioral, some of them were pretty health-based. First of all, brain fog. I couldn't quite understand what I was doing, short-term memory loss. I couldn't find the words when I was speaking. Like sometimes in meetings at work, I would be there and I just couldn't find the word. I would go completely blank. The worst symptom for me was chronic fatigue.
Napapansin din ni Ms. Piazzi na mas lumala ang kanyang nararamdaman nang magsimula itong mag-work from home. Kabilang sa kanyang napansin ay ang matagal na paghilom ng simpleng sugat at mga pasa. At sabi nito, dalawa lang ang naging solusyon sa kanyang problema. Una ay nangalap ito ng impormasyon at sumunod ay kung paano ito maiwasan. At dahil nalaman nito na ang sanhi ng kanyang nararamdamang sakit ay molds, agad itong lumipat ng tirahan.
When I first started reading it, it was just like, oh my God, this explains all of the symptoms that I've been having in the last 10 years. So it was a big revelation. And then The very first step that it's widely recognized for mold treatment is actually avoidance. So what helped was finding a place that was not water damaged and didn't have mold.
Pahirapan din ang paglipat ni Miss Piazza dahil kailangan niyang pumili ng walang molds na property. Sabi ni Dr. Brambela, kapag tumubo na ang molds, hirap itong tanggalin dahil nakakapit na ito sa ilalim ng pader at bubong o sa kisame. Kaya payo nito, hayaan ang mga eksperto na maglinis sa molds para siguradong mawala ito.
It's highly difficult and we always recommend to not do it yourself at home. Sometimes, you know, with some chemicals that could be quite toxic, it's easy to wash it off. But the problem of mold is that it's inside the wall. So probably we just clean the surface, but the mold stays there. So it's not a long-term solution. So the best way on the short term is ventilate the space or use humidifier to remove the excessive humidity and then call a professional that could actually look and assess the gravity of the situation.
Sabi din ni Ms. Piazza, dapat tandaan hindi madali ang paglilipat ng tirahan, lalo't kailangan gumastos ng malaki. Kaya payo nito, bago lumipat sa isang property, dapat alamin din kung wala itong molds para hindi malagay sa alanganin ang kalusugan at ang bulsa.
I feel very privileged that I have a good job to be able to support me. Not only moving out, but also support my treatment. I always say that healing from mold sickness is actually a privilege because you don't get any compensation. I think the legalities in the real estate market prevent an easy process of compensation. Like you would have to demonstrate that the landlords have previous knowledge that the place is not livable.
Samantala, ang mga mananaliksik ay kasalukuyang gumagawa ng bagong paraan at estratehiya para makontrol ang pagbuo ng moisture sa mga gusali at para mahikayat na gumamit ng tamang materyales para hindi dumami ang molds. Subalit sa kasalukuyan, wala pang istriktong regulasyon na ipinapatupad ukol dito. Marso 2020, isang imbestigasyon ang isinagawa ng gobyerno hinggil sa biotoxin-related na sakit sa Australia, kung saan inirerekomenda na ang bawat estado at teritoryo ay kinakailangang gumawa ng karagdagang pananaliksik sa kasalukuyang building codes at standards para maiwasan at malinis ang molds sa mga itinayong gusali. Dagdag ni Associate Architect Diana Yang mula sa Luigi Roselli's firm, bagaman may inilabas na batas, hindi nito makontrol ang moisture. Kailangan lang sundin at ipatupad ang mga codes at standards para sa mga bagong konstruksyon.
With the Building Code of Australia, there are some specific rules that are set out which relate specifically to a few topics specifically, which is the building membrane, preventing water from coming inside the building, obviously. Then the other items are ventilation. So if there's any buildup of condensation, you need good ventilation to sort of clear that. And then also focuses on specifically the ventilation of the roof space. So if you have any exhaust systems within your buildings, that will affect the condensation buildup, which thus leads to mold. So it's important to make sure that all the exhaust systems are well ventilated and exiting the building in the, you know, and not being held up anywhere.
Ang kagandahan lang sa patuloy na ginagawang pananaliksik, sabi ni Dr. Brambela, ay natutulungang mapabuti o maayos ang kalidad ng pagtatayo ng kahit anong uri ng gusali.
On the research stage and like also how the construction sector is moving now to adopt these strategies and this new provision is actually looking at how we can improve the construction quality. So we are looking at where materials are placed, for example, like vulnerable or more critical materials can be placed outside or high humidity zones, for example, bathrooms, but also the type of and the permeability of membranes inside our walls, so that they can allow walls to breathe and to exhaust the excessive humidity that can be accumulated inside.
Kamakailan lamang dahil sa naranasang masamang panahon na nagdulot ng malawakang pagbaha sa Queensland at New South Wales, tumaas ang moisture buildup sa lugar na maglalagay sa panganib sa kalusugan ng mga residente. Kaya may payo si Dr. Moy sa mga residenteng ang kanilang ari-arian ay tinubuan na ng molds at kung paano nila mabigyan ng proteksyon ang sarili.
Well, really, to try and reduce your exposure, first thing is try to stay in the fresh air if possible. Unfortunately, obviously, in situations such as the recent floods where there's a lot of moisture exposure, which is what's going to cause the mold to flourish, is to dry out as much as you can, open up the windows as much as you can to dry out things that, and unfortunately remove things that have been really soaked in water for a couple of days, like carpets and things like that. If they're soaked in water, they're probably not going to be able to dry it out and they'll have lots of molds. They may need to be thrown out.
At kapag hindi maiwasang manatili sa loob ng lugar, lalo na sa loob ng bahay.
And the other thing is if you do need to go into an area where there are a lot of molds, wearing one of these heavier duty masks, these P2N95 masks, which are much better at sort of filtering out molds or the spores, are the sort of things that are worth wearing.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Magica Fossati at Domenico Gentile na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.